After several days of working together, this international crew of rejects working the tennis venue at the Doha 2011 Arab Games is finally clearing the all-important hurdle of bridging cultural divide. Earlier today, I taught young impressionable Majed, give me a break, how to make moonshine and beer. When asked if the Qatari secret police would remove my hands and deport me should I be caught fermenting a brew in my hotel room, he responded, "Well, it's only illegal if you get caught." Obviously a very smart kid. Later in the day, after imparting this very important knowledge of craft brewing, we Americans were rewarded with a step-by-step instructional explanation from Brother Mudar on how to properly use the hose hanging next to the crapper in the public restroom. And allow me to throw Matt under the bus with this one, because he's the one who brought it up. Todd being the only mortified exception, I must say we were all captivated by the impromptu douchette class, and voiced what would be more likely every conceivable concern a dry wiping Westerner would have when engaged in this colorful conversation. Ultimately though, it all comes down to this. As Matt relayed with such delicate eloquence during this discussion, when using the douchette, you're basically grabbing a hose just used by some other dude to shoot water up his ass. Sure, he may have washed his hands before leaving the restroom, but it's not like he grabbed a Clorox wipe to sanitize any soiled splashback on the nozzle. I mean, think about it. A valid point, Matt, a valid point. And needless to say, with a room full of guys, I'll just allow you to imagine how graphic the discussion became. But the detail was necessary to provide such enlightenment. Basically, I think we're all in agreement that the hose, the douchette, is a great idea in theory. But as Chris said, we'll know when the first American tries it. He'll be the guy just back from the men's room, pants, the front of his shirt, maybe even his face, completely drenched with this sad, defeated, and dare I say, violated look on his face. I just wish we'd had this conversation earlier. Ever since I was a kid, I've always loved drinking water from the garden hose. Again, I wish we'd had this conversation earlier.